Well, now to Iraq, where unidentified assassins are gunning down scores of protest leaders as demonstrations continue to pressure the country's political elites to provide jobs and basic services. The targeting of activists is the latest attempt to shut down the popular movement, which has already forced the resignation of the country's prime minister. With the latest, here's the ABC's Middle East correspondent, Eric Torchek.
Protests for political and economic reforms have toppled Iraq's prime minister and paralysed its major cities. But recently, prominent activists and protesters have been killed or kidnapped, as well as groups of protesters attacked by unidentified armed men. Protester Mohammed Haider describes one incident at Baghdad's main protest site. One day we were protesting in Tahrir Square, he says, when suddenly more than seven civilian cars, pickups and minivans invaded the square. They were kidnapping and killing all day. It was an organized killing. Any protester who wanted to leave the square was killed. Other activists have been followed home and shot, with the death of one, Fahim Altay, caught entirely on a security camera. Mohammed Haider says the protesters are undeterred. We have only one choice, he says. Despite knowing that we're facing killing and kidnapping, there's consensus that we can't leave Iraq to these corrupt authorities. We must continue. But Human Rights Watch Iraq researcher Belkis Villa says the attacks are having an effect. Many protesters have been abducted by armed men, with some being released, but others remaining missing.
It's definitely increased the level of fear among protesters who know that if they continue to go out onto the streets, and particularly if they sort of come to the fore as faces of the protests because they're active on social media, they're putting out photos and videos, that they really are putting their lives at risk.
Protesters believe Iraq's shadowy militia groups, which back certain political leaders or are linked to Iran, are mainly responsible for the killings and abductions. But they and human rights groups also accuse the Iraqi government of allowing many of the killings to occur and in being complicit in attacks against protesters. More than 500 people have been killed by armed groups and Iraqi security forces since the protests began. Belkis Villa says the violence is a long way from over.
I think that the government or the powers that sort of remain in power will do everything they can at this point to get people off of the street. So I think the movement is going to dwindle and it's going to be extremely bloody in coming weeks. I think things are going to get much worse.
That's Human Rights Watch researcher Belkis Villa, that report from our Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek.